Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington as well, presented by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John-Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle and Johnny Cakes Oliver today. Bish off for the next week. He's the master of the wraparound, too. His week of vacation didn't start on a Monday. It started today and goes all the way till Wednesday, and then he gets Thanksgiving and Friday off.
Genius.
He's a genius.
Bona fide genius.
All right, we got a lot going on. We told you we're going to give you a chance to win this Papa John's prize pack, including the Ovechkin signed puck, by playing three montages this hour. And at the end of the hour, if you can tally the goals, you will win the prize. Here is montage number one.
Kuznetsov on a cross and a shot from Ovechkin. He scores! Here comes Ovechkin, a shot, they score! Right off the draw, the great eight! Taps with Oshie out now to Eller, left wing. The feed is to center. Carlson brings it ahead, leaving for Ovechkin. Right circle, fake, shoot, scores!
Thank you to John Walton for the calls there. So tally those. Don't call now. You're calling in for fantasy football advice from Dave Richard. We'll do two more of those, and you call after the third.
Speaking
just to let everybody
of,
know.
We have our guy, Dave Richard, from CBSSports.com. Dave, how are you, buddy?
Gentlemen, what is going on?
And Jason's not here, so he won't hijack the segment
<is true>.
From the listeners. We have a ton of callers who are already ready with questions, but I have my buddy Kareem, who works over at Hollywood Casino, Charlestown, and he says he's back in the mix and he's got to pick two of four. He's got both of the Williams, the one in Green Bay and the one in Indy. He's got Royce Freeman and Ronald Jones. He has to go with two of them.
Oh, what a buffet that he's got. I think Jamal Williams is the first easy answer because I think the Packers are going to run the ball a lot against San Francisco. And then by default, I think Royce Freeman is the next best guy. I have trust issues with Ronald Jones, and I'm not sure Jonathan Williams is going to be the primary back for Indianapolis. Jordan Wilkins is going to play, and this was their number two running back when Marlon Mack was healthy. I'm sure Williams will play, but I'm thinking that Wilkins is going to lead the way at running back for Indianapolis. So unless we hear a report otherwise, you should probably count on that happening and not Williams being the stud rusher that he was last week.
Dave, I have Drake and Eckler on a bye. I had to pick up Bo Scarborough to fill in. What do you like? What do you think his prospects are against the Skins this weekend?
I think they're pretty good. First of all, the Lions really don't have a choice. They tried Ty Johnson. He stunk. J.D. McKissic is a passing downs back, and they're going to use both of them as well as Scarborough, but Scarborough gives them a rushing presence that they haven't had since Kerryon Johnson got hurt. He's a glider. He's not necessarily a speedster, and he's got some power to his game. I mean, there's a reason why he was on the practice squad for a bunch of different teams earlier this year, but any running back that's going to get around 15 touches per game, especially in a matchup against Washington's run defense, you'll definitely take a chance on them in fantasy.
Dave, any chance we see Evan Engram come back from the foot sprain against the Bears this weekend? I know he didn't practice yesterday.
Right, and he was in a boot for a long time. The fact that he's out of the boot is a good thing, but I would imagine that if he doesn't get in a practice by Friday, it'll be another week without him. And the interesting thing is that Rhett Ellison, the number two tight end for the Giants, he's dealing with a concussion, and if he's not cleared, the Giants are going to have to go with their number three tight end. Not that you would use that guy. His name's Scott Simonson. You're not going to use him in fantasy, but it does eliminate one reliable tight end from the talent pool if Evan Engram isn't ready to go.
Yeah, that pool is drying up, especially with the bye weeks.
It is ridiculous what the tight end rankings look like this week. Like, Ryan Griffin is my number five tight end. It's crazy. So, like, it's basically if you have Zach Ertz, Mark Andrews, or Darren Waller, you're solid. Everything else is basically a toss-up.
All right, this one from A Boogie. Cole Beasley or Josh Gordon?
I'm going to go with Beasley. The matchup against Denver, he's probably not going to see a lot of Chris Harrison. We've seen the target share for him stay mostly consistent. And until last week, he had a pretty good track record of getting double-digit PPR points. Don't know what to make of Josh Gordon at this point. I think that you're still going to see Tyler Lockett play. That's huge, obviously. That hurts Gordon. And I think DK Metcalf is just still playing great and will evolve into being a quasi number one receiver for Seattle. And Gordon, just, I think the best way to look at him is as a supplementary piece of that Seattle offense. So not somebody who's going to get you a ton of fantasy points. That would change if Tyler Lockett ends up not playing this week, but for now we're counting on him coming in.
All right, let's bang out some of these calls here. I know we got a bunch of people that have questions for you, Dave. Let's go to Steve in Fairfax. Steve, what's up, buddy? You're on with Dave Richard.
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call. Good morning, Dave. So I'm wondering, should I go with Jeff Driscoll or Nick Foles? And my other question is, do you trust Dallas Goedert or that raw Dwelly guy from San Francisco?
Yeah, so, I mean, this is where we're at with tight ends right now, is that we're considering backup tight ends. Both of these guys are backup tight ends. One of them, literally, the number two tight end that's just getting a lot of playing time, that's Goedert in Philadelphia. But the Eagles don't really have any wide receivers that are healthy, so he's basically acting as their number two pass catcher in their offense, and he's been coming down with bunches of touchdowns. I would take my chances with Goedert over Dwelly, who Dwelly is just like a short area target for the 49ers, and that's a team, let's face it, they could be without Emmanuel Sanders and Deebo Samuel and George Kittle all this week, so Dwelly's target share should go up from where it was last week, and he did have two touchdowns. As for your quarterback question, it was Driscoll or Foles. I would go with Foles at Tennessee over Driscoll against the Skins.
Dave, a quick follow to that. Do you like Fant or Goddard if you had to choose between the two?
Yeah, I would go with Goddard over Fant. But I just don't like the mistakes that Fant makes, and it just feels like he's getting a lot of targets, and that's always a good thing, and eventually it'll break through. But he's not putting up reliable points, I don't think, in fantasy from game to game. And he's got a tough matchup against Buffalo this week. Broncos on the road for the second week in a row. And they've got a receiver named Tim Patrick that they like a lot, and he could start taking target share away from Noah Fant and Cortland Sutton. It's not enough to make yourself worried about Sutton. He's basically a must-start at this point. But Noah Fant is someone who he registers as a top 12 tight end this week because there are so many tight ends missing, but most weeks he wouldn't be that close.
All right, let's go to Moses in Georgetown. Moses, what's up, buddy? You're on with Dave Richard.
Hey, Dave. I got to put together a roster. It seems like everybody's hurt this time of year on my team. So in a half-point PPR, who should I go with that flex? Miles Sanders, Mohamed Sanu, or Jonathan Williams?
I would start to lean towards Sanders. Easier matchup for him against the Seahawks. Sanu, I'm not sure if he's even going to play at this point. He's got the ankle injury. We're going to have to wait and see on him. But in a half-point PPR, it's only negligible between him and Miles Sanders. And I was disappointed by Sanders last week. I think this is an opportunity for him to bounce back and put up better numbers against the Seahawks.
This one from Steve, the world's worst half-court shooter.
He is absolutely the worst.
Terry McLaurin, Brown, Woods, and T.Y. Hilton. I guess all wide receivers.
Yeah, and how many are we picking from that?
One. Group?
Okay, well, I mean, we don't know who's going to actually be available to play, so McLaurin is probably the one you pencil in right now. But if T.Y. Hilton does get activated for this game tonight, he's your choice. He's the one to go with.
All right, let's go to our guy Jacques in Bristow. Jacques, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, fellas. Good talking to you, Dave. Yeah, I have both James Conner and Marlon Mack, so I'm kind of scrambling to do some things here. Put Nyheim Hines in the PPR over, you said Wilkins earlier when you were answering an earlier caller, and would you flip T.Y. Hilton? I'm good at wide receiver. I got some other people for James White.
In a full PPR league, if he doesn't play this week, I would make that trade, but I think T.Y. Hilton's going to have more value than James White rest of the season, so I wouldn't make that trade. And I don't think I would go with Hines with your one running back quandary, because there is a chance that he catches three balls for a total of 30 yards. That's his floor, 6 points, and we should aim a little bit higher than that.
I hope Dave is ready.
Thanks,
I know Dave's ready. I hope the listeners are ready. For the speed round, there's no hesitation. There are no pleasantries. No small talk is allowed. No dumb questions. No trade questions. And per drab T-shirt, no Bluetooth or speakerphone.
All right.
Couple tweets deleted off from Navdeep. Marvin Jones or John Brown?
I think I'd actually go with Jones this week against the Redskins than John Brown.
Jimmy G or Nick Foles?
Garoppolo.
All right, let's go to Scott. Damascus speed round, go.
I need two out of three, Montgomery, Lindsay, or Sanders.
I would sit Sanders.
Let's go to Andrew. Stafford, speed round, go.
Two out of three, Scarborough, Hunt, or Murray to handcuff with Kamara.
Yeah, you're going to sit Murray.
Jason, speed round, go.
Derek Carr, Russell Wilson.
Come on, man. You got to start Russell Wilson.
Dumb question.
That is a
strike it from the record.
Dumb question.
Adam, speed round, go.
Demaryius Thomas, Taylor Gabriel. One time for the one time.
Yuck.
Oh, man. I feel bad for you. I would go with Gabriel in this matchup against the Giants.
Go to Kyle, Columbia, speed round, go.
I need three of five, Amari Cooper, Marvin Jones Jr., Kenny Galladay, Chark, or McLaurin.
I couldn't even hear the last two names you said. So
Chark McLaurin.
Oh, Chark's got to get in there. Go with Chark and sit McLaurin and Cooper.
All right, let's go to Jeff Fairfax. Speed round, go.
Non-PPR, Darius Geis or Peyton Barber?
Geis.
Let's go to Steve in Ashburn. Speed round, go.
Dak Prescott or Josh Allen?
Dak.
Steve Gaithersburg, speed round, go.
Breezer Watson, thanks.
I would go with Watson.
Ron, speed round, go.
Brady, Allen, or Jimmy G?
Garoppolo is who I have ranked the highest as of now.
Carlos, go.
Hollywood Brown, Ryan Griffin, or Duke Johnson?
This sounds crazy, but I would go with Griffin.
Dan, Ashburn, go.
Bristow.
Ryan, Manassas, speed round, go.
Kyle Allen or Jared Goff?
Oh, dude, you've got to find somebody better than that on the waiver wire.
Waiver wire, Ricky.
I would go with Goff if you have to pick one of those two.
Michael, speed round, go.
Fells or Fant?
Fant.
Mike, speed round. And let's go to our guy, John DePompa. Hey, John, what's up, buddy?
Hey, boys, I'm in a PFTC league. Points for terrible closing. Should I start Drew Storen or AWOD?
Who's got worse closing? It's got to be AWOD, right?
He gets the start.
I don't know. Storen blew a big one.
All right. Thank you, John. Appreciate it, buddy.
That's true. Storen did blow a big one.
All right. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it as always, pal.
You got it, guys. I hope you guys crush it this week in your league.
I hope we do, too. And for the listeners, they can always tweet you at Dave Richard.
Exactly. Thank you, Dave.
Because the questions just keep coming in. It's impossible to get them all in.
Right.
Yeah.
Got a lot of them in.
Got a lot.
A little bit later in the show, we're going to talk a little college football. Dennis Dodd's going to join us at 9 o'clock. We'll talk about the Red Hot Caps with Brian Lawton from the NHL Network. But remember, we're giving you a chance to win this Ovi autographed puck playing montages throughout this hour. You don't call in now. And you don't call in after the next montage. After the third, you call in. And if you don't win, stay on the line because we're going to play one of our favorites, Cakes.
NHL or Russian politicians. Drab T-shirt, favorite game show of all time.
Because we actually have tickets to the World Series documentary Red Carpet Premiere presented by Budweiser, which we'll give away later this hour right here on The Junkie.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington coming up at 9 o'clock. Dennis Dodd is going to join us, national college football writer for CBS Sports. Talk a lot of college football. The other night they came out with the latest rankings. Alabama's at 5. They didn't slide down.
Yep.
Georgia's right ahead of them at 4. Both teams with one loss, but Georgia's on a better track. I guess Alabama would be on the outside looking in. But if you get an upset like Penn State beats Ohio State, then Alabama's right back in there.
Sure.
If they can continue to win without Tua.
Well, they have a softie this weekend. I think they play Western Carolina, and then they close with Auburn next weekend.
I don't see that, though. You don't see Penn State beating Ohio State, do you?
Probably not.
I don't see that, yeah.
But I think it's possible.
All right.
Penn State's really good.
All right, what are we doing here? Minnesota. Are we doing the Russian politician game? No.
I just said we're doing the entertainment page, Ricky.
Oh, yeah, but we got to do montage number two.
Yes.
We got to, of the OV goals, you keep track of them. After the third montage in the next segment, you call in and try to win your Papa John's prize pack featuring an OV signed puck.
Yes, exactly that. And the Russian politician game is it's dovetailing right after we give away the OV puck.
Yes.
Because we have the World Series documentary premiere tickets. All right, let's play the
back
second
in along
montage.
The right board. Looking on across the shot. Ovechkin scores. Oh, my. They left Ovechkin wide open. And the power play. Ovechkin shooting. He scores. And around to the right side. Kuznetsov holding on right hash. Picked up Carlson. Now to Kuznetsov. Stepping in on a cross. Ovechkin scores. Right hash, blue line. Carlson fakes the shot. Ovechkin slings, scores! On the right wing side, a pass across to Ovechkin, who was alone, he scores!
By the way, I didn't watch the entire Caps game last night, but they were ringing the pipe a bunch last night in their loss to the Rangers. So that didn't
4-1
help.
4-1 loser?
Didn't help matters for them
and
last
Hathaway
night.
And Hathaway gets the 3-game suspension for spitting.
Yes, he does.
All right, let's open up the entertainment page, touch on the Hollywood music scene, get the latest celebrity gossip and more from EB.
I mean, there's not a lot here, to be honest with you. Oh, sorry. This one makes no sense to me. And this was kind of the lead story that Valdez gave me. There's a Cam Soda. I don't need to tell you what that is. You've heard of it before.
What is it again?
I think it's a porn site where they have, like, cam girls.
Cam Soda is the name of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You've never heard of that?
One of the most popular.
I mean,
ones.
I think I've heard of it, but it's not like in the wheelhouse.
Right. I mean, you've never gone to one of those sites and paid like
cam
a
girls?
Right.
No. Right? No, no.
Has anybody
please.
In here ever done that? Drabby!
Well, you don't have to pay.
What do you mean?
Oh, you get freebie? They give freebie samples?
Yeah, you go and you can watch the cam models.
Yeah, but that's all tape models. Stuff. That's not live.
No, it's live. And then you... I don't go to Cam Soda, but I've seen a different one.
All right. What do you do?
Live Jasmine.
What do you do?
I'm not revealing that.
What do you mean? One? I mean, I know what you're doing, but I mean, like, what's the bit?
You sit there and you watch girls. They'll have conversations.
They talk to you?
The more people tip in the Cameron. Room,
yeah.
The more clothes come off. Cameron. So I just...
You're a lurker. You're a lawyer.
I steal it.
Yeah.
I don't tip. Yeah. I don't even have an account.
Right. But how are they allowing you in there to get the free peak?
They let anybody
the
in.
The tippers
there.
Are bitter that you're just freeloading.
They say, come on, everybody, let's tip.
You're a freeloader.
And then once they hit a certain goal, amount of money she's made.
Then stuff happens.
Top comes off.
Yeah. Right.
Topless.
Do they ever have it with like couples?
Couples.
All that.
All that stuff, yeah.
Group stuff.
Whatever you're.
Hey, do you ever type anything in the chat?
No, I don't have an account, so.
He's a lurker.
If you have an account, you can. Yeah. You can't get a free account?
I mean, what people write in there is just absurd.
Really?
I'm sure it is. Drab is a voyeur.
I told you, I don't like those traditional sites.
But just like regular
like
old.
Bang Bros. And that is...
Yeah, no. Amateur. You just got to find amateur. You're not into that?
No, this is amateur. This is right up your alley.
Yeah, but this is like...
You'd yeah, but blow don't you... your top.
You're going to say something else.
You'd love it. You should check it out.
Don't you feel a little scuzzy? Like
I don't know, it just feels weird.
It's all that's scuzzy,
right? But it's live. Are you sure you're not watching some sort of taped thing that they're showing a bunch of donks?
They're holding up a newspaper.
Yeah.
Well, anyway,
my photo.
This makes no sense to me. The site Cam Soda is going to pay $250 if you want $250 to cover the cost of your Thanksgiving dinner if you're willing to live stream the dinner for their users.
What?
There's no nudity involved. You don't have to talk dirty or anything. They just want to, I guess they just want one family to, I guess, be the guinea pig so that other voyeurs can watch them eat Thanksgiving dinner.
So they can watch you eat your sweet potatoes?
Yes.
And your overrated turkey?
Would you let people watch?
Was getting a different kind of stuffing.
Yeah. Would you let people watch the Valdez Thanksgiving for $250?
No chance.
Why do they? What? I don't even get the bit.
Turkey.
Do you get it?
Who would want to watch it?
I don't
it?
Understand it.
Right.
It doesn't.
I mean, I can understand
connecting.
Like, that people like watch people do dumb stuff on like YouTube or whatever. But I
or
can't
TikTok.
Understand. I can't.
TikTok's the new fire.
I don't even understand TikTok. Yeah.
TikTok is for, it has to be for.
It's for 10-year-olds.
12 to like 20-year-olds.
It's for 10-year-olds.
Right?
But 10-year-old yeah, does yeah. So TikTok all day long.
The youngins love them some TikTok.
I even told her, I don't think she quite, I said, do you understand like Al-Qaeda uses and ISIS uses TikTok to like get into
well, I think
your,
that's more like, I think they use like Telegram more than they use like TikTok.
No, TikTok's big.
TikTok,
Google it.
It is?
Yes, they're using TikTok.
Big in the terrorist community?
Yeah, they're using it to like infiltrate and to get all your information.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, they're getting zero of my information because I'm too old for TikTok.
No, my daughter is doing TikTok videos all day long.
Really? She's a TikTok star?
She's been doing TikTok videos for like a year.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Nonstop.
She have a lot of followers?
I hope not.
I don't know. I don't know how it works.
I hope not.
What's a TikTok video? Like, what's it of?
They just do dance videos. They
dancing?
Just, yeah, they just
well,
dance.
That sounds just god-awful.
All they do is just dance.
Terrible.
My 10-year-old can dance her ass off.
Right.
I mean, because they just, they I guess they look at other videos and they mimic the moves.
I guess.
I don't quite understand what it is.
I can't think of anything worse than a platform based entirely on dance videos. I mean, that sounds awful.
It's for little girls.
No, I understand. Yeah, if you're an 8, yeah. 10, or 12-year-old girl, it makes a lot of sense.
Right. Speaking of adult content, this is what Valdez is giving me
this
today.
This is the Valdez Entertainment page.
Apparently, they're saying the new fire
this
is
Matt Valdez.
Podcast porn.
Oh.
Audio porn, a new genre of X-rated erotic radio recordings.
Radio is Entercom inside. Getting in on the mix? Is that going to be on radio.com?
I don't know.
I mean, maybe
for like
for adult consumers.
There's a company called Dipsy.
Okay.
You can pay $9 a month for the app. It launched. It had $5.5 million in funding. And I
got some silly angel investors, Valdez.
So is it people just like talking about sex, or is it actually like recording conquests? That kind of thing.
It's like what Cakes used to listen to up to the Borgata.
Oh, I'll tell you, that was titillating.
But that was like on the old Playboy channel?
Yeah, that was the Playboy or Spice channel.
I tell you, I get on that sweet spot.
Right.
I almost had to pull over to a rest stop, and there wasn't going to be all arrest happening.
So are these the names of the podcast?
Yes.
Here's what people are listening to
Those are the top porno podcasts.
I guess
podcasts.
The two sites are Quinn and Dipsy.
This is Matt Valdez.
Eavesdropping is a popular porno
like
podcast.
That's a drab speed.
Lights Out.
Drab's downloading right now.
Yeah.
Babysitter. Boss Up. And then Deep.
Okay.
So
it's a lot going on there.
If you're looking for something different out there, maybe you want to go into the audio podcast.
After the junks, you can throw that on.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Maybe it'll be on radio.com before you know it. Coldplay Cakes. They say Chris Martin has announced that the band will put plans to tour on hold while the group considers how to make its concerts more environmentally friendly.
They want to reduce our carbon footprint?
I guess.
That whole thing?
What do they do that's so bad?
Well, I mean, lugging all their gear around in 18-wheelers and flying it all over the world.
Well,
I mean,
what else are you going to do?
I don't know. I don't know how else you do it.
How else are you going to have a freaking concert?
I don't know.
Yeah. I guess they're going to try to figure that out. Did we talk about, I don't think we mentioned this yesterday, that Jussie Smollett filed a countersuit against Chicago claiming malicious prosecution. So he's sticking with the bit.
He's extending his bit.
Well, he's claiming he was the victim of mass public ridicule and harm after he was charged with orchestrating a fake hate crime against himself. He's denied that all along.
He's mad he's getting joned on.
Right.
Basically.
Even though those brothers basically acknowledged everything. It was all set up.
Right.
It was all a hoax.
Nigerian trainers.
Yes. But I guess he's sticking with his plan.
Guys like DK Metcalf without his pads on.
Exactly. DK Metcalf's been pretty darn good, Case.
He has been.
And then apparently Joker director Todd Phillips took no salary for the movie.
Oh, this is going to get me horny when I hear that he took the points on the back.
But they say it could pay off big. He wanted a larger percentage of the success at the box office.
Yep.
And he took between 10 to 13% of the back end.
Genius.
And it just crossed $1 billion, so he stands to make at least $100 million.
That's brilliant. He knew
and they're doing a sequel.
Knew he had a hit on his hands and didn't take the salary, got the points on the back, and it's obviously a huge windfall for him.
So smart.
Good for him.
Did we detail?
I watched the movie. I don't know if I really liked it. The more time I think about it, I mean, it was a great acting performance.
I liked it. I thought it was very good. I don't know that I would seek it out again and watch it multiple times, but I enjoyed it.
Like, would you be interested in Joker 2?
I don't know. Maybe. I saw Joker 1, and it made $1 billion.
Joaquin
so a lot
Phoenix,
of people
did we talk
it.
About it? He lost 52 pounds
yeah.
for the role.
Yeah.
It's about what Awad's got to lose to get down to 202.
Well, he's not going to do it by drinking 9 drinks at the Wizards game.
Right. He's all happy.
Yeah.
He's all happy. He's got a big smile on his face. Night. Have you had any like exchanges with your girl this morning?
No, I'm keeping it cool. Keeping it low key.
You are? Why don't you just be a little bit more aggressive? Just say, hey, good morning. Smiley face.
EB really lives vicariously through this.
He really does.
I mean, I don't know. Why not? You think that's a bad move, Drabby? Touch base?
No, you should give a little bit more time.
Yeah, let it breathe a little bit, right?
I mean, she was.
I mean, she just left his apartment at like 1 in the morning. Right.
It's also wrecking me a little bit that I can tell JP is angry that AWOD has a potential girl in the works.
How am I angry? I'm
well, you're,
for
you're tweeting everyone, loose lips sink ships, and he'll learn his lesson.
It was a response to somebody who said that they believe that he's blowing it by talking about it so much. I agree. If he likes a girl, he shouldn't talk about it so much.
You said he likes ADs, but we work on the show. We've been teasing this thing. The tickets came from the show. Of course,
I understand that. We talked about this date. I'm talking about in the future.
Yeah.
Well, you're the one who's angry. I'm not angry.
No. Eventually,
am I angry, Kicks?
I don't know.
He's angry at you.
We know you.
Eventually.
Okay.
Eventually, if he does close the deal on this, we are going to have to find out. He is going to have loose lips. Eventually. Right. You acknowledge that, right?
Yeah. I'm committed to the bit. I'm 100% for this show from 6 to 10.
But 10:01, though.
Yeah, he punches out.
Are you working at the Podcast Village today?
Yep.
You look terrible, you know.
I know. It's going to be a long day.
Yeah, yeah. Did you work yesterday or did you take off for your date?
No, I worked and then went straight from work.
Right.
That's why I didn't have time to
He really made an impact on you yesterday.
Did
huh?
you shower this morning? You didn't, right?
No, I did.
No way.
What? Quick. How do you shower and look so disheveled?
Because I hop in there and I burn my face and I put a little bit of body wash on my hand and I get out in like a minute and a half.
Right.
It's not a very thorough shower.
My hair is wacky. It dries all over the place and it's never in place.
Right. Right.
Drab can testify to it because he smelled his hand.
I know. I saw him doing that bit.
Valdez begged me. What am I going to
do? Yeah, of course he did.
Yeah, come on.
All right, there you go. That's all. That's all I got for the EP for you. I entertained you. I did the best I could,
you
Case.
You did, yes. Porno podcast for the future.
Right.
That's something I learned.
All right, and we come back. What are we going to do? When are we doing Russian politician?
It's again, right after we give away the first prize. The first prize is for the person who tallies.
I just want to hear Cakes do his voices.
Yeah, yet. Not yet.
Not yet? All right.
Yes, not yet.
Not yet.
All right, but you don't call in now. You call in after we play the third montage of Ovi goals. If you get the correct answer of the number of goals we've played this hour, you win the prize. And then that's going to dovetail into NHLer or Russian politician right here on the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear.
We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back to the show. Junks on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Guests upcoming in the next hour. Dennis Dodd is going to join us at 9 to talk college football, and Brian Lawton to talk Caps at 9:20.
All right. We've played two montages this hour.
Mm-hmm.
Here is your third.
And final.
And then you can call in at 800-636-1067, and the first person who gets the correct number of goals played during the entire hour will win that Papa John's prize pack, including the OV-signed puck.
Very good.
Low in front. Coming on through, Tom Wilson, out for Ovechkin. 1 minute to go. He'll backhand it up and in. Back to Dimitri. On to Ovechkin. A rebound. He scores! A puck that got through on the Ovechkin shot. Coming here. He'll hold and now bring it across and a shot. They score! They score! Alex Ovechkin with 107 to go.
There you have it.
Let me do some math. Okay, got it. I think I got it.
I think
I
have it.
Do you guys have the same number?
Yes.
Let me check.
I believe we have the same
let
number.
Let me check.
Let me see.
Same number.
Show it to me. Let me see if we have
same
the same number.
Number. We can do basic
edition.
We
had the same number before, but I might have botched. Yes, I had the same number as you.
You got the same number?
We can add.
It?
Yes.
You,
I didn't even bother.
After all these years of doing
well,
radio,
I didn't care.
Still add.
I mean, we did go to science and tech high school cakes.
Well, I mean,
we took high-level math.
I shouldn't have been at that high school. I mean, there's no way I should have been taking advanced level classes. No chance.
Right.
I knew science wasn't for me in 10th grade. I had to take microbiology and physiology college level.
Yeah.
That's when the cheating began, Cakes.
Yeah. I needed a tutor for geometry and still got C's and D's. What a terrible student I was.
Let me ask you a question as the calls line up. So James Weissman's been suspended. Drabby, you might be able to answer this. James Weissman's been suspended for 12 games. He has to pay back, I think, $12,500 or $11,500 or something. Where the hell is he going to get the $11,500? That the whole reason why he came here is because he was busto and they gave him money. You know what I mean?
Maybe it's just that down the line he pays it once he's the number one overall pick. I don't know how that works.
I think Jay Williams, I think he started a GoFundMe page.
Okay.
So people can donate. Because where is the kid supposed to get $11,500 from?
I mean, here would be my
easy answer. Without getting a loan from someone again.
From a booster. From a Memphis booster is the easiest way to get it. But again, that's shady and a violation.
Hey, Drab, where's Weissman supposed to get $11,500 from? The whole reason why he's in trouble is because he got a loan.
Penny will hook him up.
So he's going to need another loan.
Probably.
So dumb.
Hey, he can piggyback on a bunch of Junks appearances.
Makes here's a question, though. You can look this up. Can you borrow from your agent? See, you're not even supposed to have an agent.
Correct.
You're not even allowed to have an agent. Can you have an agreement for a guy to represent you in the future?
No, here's what
borrow
he should do.
And then pay him back in the future?
Here's what he should do.
You're not even allowed to do that,
walk
right?
Walk into a bank in Memphis and sit down with a loan officer and say, I'm James Wiseman. I'm going to be the number one overall pick
but I don't know
in
if
the
that's
NBA
allowed.
Draft.
Can you do
Can
that?
Can you slide me 15 large?
Can you go to a bank and borrow against your future earnings and still be NCAA eligible?
I don't know.
I don't know. I would assume no, but.
Yeah. All right. We got everybody lined up.
I was just saying Pete knows.
Pete knows, Pete?
You have the opportunity to pay it back over the 4 years of your college. So essentially, he's going to pay this back when
after
he signs
he's a pro
a contract. Yeah,
after he's a pro, he doesn't have to pay it back now.
He doesn't have to pay it. In other words, it's not like you know you've got to pay this fine before you get your license from the DMV.
Well, he doesn't have to pay it back before he gets eligible.
Right, he's going to be able to play in January whether he's paid the money back or not.
Oh, all right, then he'll be fine. All right, thank you, Pete. All right, let's go to Mike, caller 10 here. I believe he thinks he has the correct number of OV goals. Mike, what's up, buddy?
Not much. How you guys doing?
Hello, Mike.
All right.
I believe 11 goals.
That is correct. If JP and I can add, 11 is the proper number. You win. You get a Papa John's prize back, including an Ovechkin signed puck today. Papa John's is donating $1 of every order placed in the DMV to Make-A-Wish Mid-Atlantic. Order today at papajohns.com. Details at thefandc.com. So order your Papa John's pizzas. Help out a good cause.
All right, so this is what we're doing, EB.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Into NHLer or Russian politician.
Right,
so everybody who's on hold
should
stay on hold. And if they're able to identify whether the person who cakes goes with is either a Russian politician or NHLer, then they're going to win tickets to World Series documentary red carpet premiere presented by Budweiser.
Need
where
Valdez.
You can join Ryan Zimmerman, Mike Rizzo, Mark Lerner, and more. That's December 2nd at the Anthem. You can get more details at thefandc.com.
Need Comrade Valdez to play music from the homeland.
There it is.
NHL or Russian politician. Drab t-shirt. Favorite game show on Junks of all time.
Might be my favorite, too. Go ahead.
Who's first contestant?
First contestant? Let's go to Todd in
who's
Fairfax.
First prize pig on the line.
Hey, Todd.
Hey.
What's
hello,
up, buddy?
Todd. NHL or Russian politician? This game could be very short. Alexander Kerensky. NHL or Russian politician?
He's going politician.
Russian politician.
I told you game would be short.
With
he
two
wins.
Prizes.
We have two prizes. Yes. All right, he wins first prize.
Oh, my God.
As mentioned, pair of tickets to World Series documentary red carpet premiere presented by our friends at Budweiser. Join Ryan Zimmerman, Mike Rizzo, Mark Lerner, and more December 2 at the Anthem. Details at thefandc.com.
By the way, we need Mike and Beal to call back because EB hung up on him.
Mike.
No, I didn't. I put him on hold.
EB.
I don't know, just tell you what Drab told
big
me.
Long finger. Hang up on him with fickle finger of fate.
Let's go to.
That's old Junkies that recall.
Let's go to Karen in Richmond listening on 105.1 The Fan. What's up, Karen?
Hey, guys. How are you?
How are you, Karen?
Welcome in, Karen. NHL or Russian politician? Vladimir Konstantinov.
Let's go NHL.
He is NHLer.
Nice.
Two for two.
He is NHLer. You win, Karen. Congrats to you. He played for Detroit Red Wing.
All right.
Congratulations, Karen. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
This
no problem.
Is world's
thank
worst
you.
Russian accent.
That's fine. I think it's good.
I like it.
So the event, which is the World Series documentary red carpet premiere, has Ryan Zimmerman, Mike Rizzo, Mark Lerner, and more.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to work Ryan Zimmerman to the drinking show, our holiday show, which is scheduled for the 6th. I'm down with coming back. It does seem ridiculously early. I'm down with giving up a day and coming back either the 13th or the 20th.
It's fine with me,
if
too.
If you want to do a Friday.
It's fine with me, too.
Because I'm not going anywhere. It just seems
very early.
Early for
but whatever works with Ryan's schedule, I think should dictate.
By the way, Valdez would be very happy at this development. I have already secured my Kris Kringle gift.
Already?
It's already done.
Your Secret Santa.
Wow, that was quick.
Secret Santa gift.
Did you actually go shopping yesterday, or you got some? You got a freebie?
Internet shopping, Ricky.
Oh.
I try to avoid the brick and mortars at all costs. So right. internet shopping.
Thank you, Cakes, for taking it seriously.
I do take it seriously.
I almost forgot who I had.
I know who I have.
I know.
And this
is
the easiest gift ever.
It is.
It's a very on-brand gift for this person.
Really?
Yes. Absolutely.
I don't know.
I mean, I'm not giving away any hints. I'm not going to give it to my hand.
You put thought into it.
Yeah,
it was. You put some thought into it.
I mean, it wasn't.
Did you talk to your wife about it or something? Did she help you?
No.
You did this on your own?
Did it on my own.
Sounds like you didn't even need help.
Nah, I was like,
needed no help.
Like he got drab and bought him a beanie.
Right.
Something along those lines. Yeah, it's easy. It's the lowest of the low hanging fruit.
Right.
What I bought.
Right. Okay. I don't know when I'm going to get my person. I'm not even sure I've had
the night before. That's what I always do.
Yeah, I'll just be bitter the day before. Walk around
whenever
the mall.
Whenever the holiday show is, if it's on the 6th,
yeah, whenever it is,
13th,
I'll
the 20th,
be ready.
I will get it on the day before.
I will have my gift.
Are you going to text me today
about the
to
bowling
put
ball?
My bowling ball in the truck?
I will. Cakes, can I pay you $1 for the text reminder service to text Eric?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you.
That way, it kind of helps with the 55 I shipped you on Venmo for losing my last two bets.
If my wife is listening, maybe she can pull my bowling ball out of the garage somewhere.
Yeah.
Because she probably knows where it is better than I do. I don't really know where it could be.
Do you really need to bring your own ball?
It's better.
I mean, he might as well. He has his own bowling ball.
I got my
when
own
else
ball
is he going to use
made
it?
Made for my fingers. Specifically for my big, long, Arsenio-like fingers.
Silly teal ball.
Yeah, you're going to be size. Is your hand? Do you have a big? You have big hands?
No, I have kind of pudgy hands.
Pudgy short. Are they like ROM-like hands?
They're not like ROM-like.
They're like Trump's. They're like Trump's hands.
Not like that.
Normal-sized hands.
I got a lot of like cuts and calluses all over my fingers.
Yeah, but what about like the size of your hands? They're average.
Average.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a lot of calluses too.
Yeah.
I have very few calluses on these baby soft hands, and I'm very proud of that. Right. I kind of have one right here. I don't know what it's from.
So my ball,
my
ball might not be good for you then.
What do you mean?
You have to really stretch your fingers out.
Well, I need a heavy bowling ball. Yeah. I want the heaviest ball known to man.
Well, the heaviest, I think, is 16 pounds.
Yeah, 16.
That's not heavy enough.
Well, what are you going to do? You're going to get a customized 20-pound ball?
Are you going to try to chuck it down there as fast as you can?
Here's what you should do.
I'm going to be like Randy Johnson.
Just drive out on like an interstate and find a boulder. And that's what he drills some holes in. You big hulk, you big muscle head, and throw it down the lane.
I'm
and see
you,
what happens.
My 14-pound silly is perfect. It really is. It's perfect. You can slice it. You can draw it. You can do whatever you
I
want.
I hope you throw that 14-pounder and it cracks in half.
Hey, will you give it? Will you give us tips? Because I really don't know what I'm doing.
I don't really either.
I can give you tips on the dots, like where you start with on the dots.
Tips. Why can't we just have
there
fun?
Are dots there.
Are we really?
I want to score well.
How is that a tip?
It's just a basic. But he sounds like he's clueless.
Well, I'm not clueless, but. But like,
so long, I mean,
do I need a ball where I gotta like jam my fingers in deep, or do they have to be like on the tip? I'm being dead serious.
Damn, well, you don't want them like this. Most bowling balls, they put your fingers like this. They gotta be spread out as far as you can.
Yeah, like wide.
Yeah, spread out as you can. Yeah.
You got big hands.
You gotta have big hands.
EB did take a bowling class.
He did.
Yeah,
he's a bowling expert.
I kind of am. I'm terrible at it, but I mean,
I don't want to get joned on.
You're not going to get joned on.
I'm going to get joned on.
You know,
you're going to be just like everybody else.
You're
not going to be worse than Kate.
Here's the deal. We're going to the Palm. Everybody's going to be drinking, having good food. Yeah. I will have dessert.
Sure.
But if you guys love dessert, then after dessert, we go play bowling.
Go play bowling.
Go bowling. You don't say play bowling.
God.
It's like English is your second language or something.
I was going to say play golf for some reason.
I don't know.
All right. Well, I'm excited. I guess we got to meet there early because Lurch is only going to be there for a little bit.
Again, depends on how the flops are going at MGM National Harbor.
Well, they'll be going mediocre.
Mediocre at best. Yeah, I'll be ready to leave at like 2:30. I'll be there for a few hours, so I'm expecting to win at least one lucky table.
All right, coming up next, we'll talk some college football. Dennis Dodd covers college football for CBS Sports. Joins us next here on The Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild.
conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.